Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Paul, good afternoon. Paul, how are you? 1857 15815.
Afternoon, Joe.
First of all, Paul, I am totally confused about this demonstration. So confused that I garbled my words in the promo with Ronan there an hour and 20 minutes ago. And everyone, I don't know what side is which at this stage, but just heard Joe Duffy online, I'm referring to a tweet, just heard Joe Duffy on Liveline refer to a rally supporting free speech and another opposing. Well, I actually garbled my language. I said supporting free speech and another opposing free speech, which of course nobody's opposing free speech. The latter is demonstrably false. It wasn't opposing free speech. It was opposing hate speech and celebrating diversity. This warrants an immediate correction from RTE. Well, it's that correction. I'm sorry about that mix up in words. Nobody opposes free speech. But my understanding from the, because I didn't read about it at the weekend, and we just got this call from you about the bus. Do you know what was the two counter demonstrations, so to speak? Do you know what it was, what they were about, Paul?
Well, it honestly, it didn't concern me exactly. I wasn't involved in the demonstration. I wasn't there.
I know that.
So I don't really know. I'm not the best person to talk about that. I think I had an appointment in town, and I needed to pass the front of Leinster House, and I went through the demonstration and came out through it an hour later.
Okay, so because I want to be fair to both sides. I've seen one post announcement sent to me: Rally for Peace on Earth Against the Politics of Hate, Saturday the 14th of December, Leinster House at 1 o'clock. This rally is supported by the Irish Network Against Racism, Council of Civil Liberties, Forsa, Mandate, Gaza Action, just goes on, Traveller Action Groups. Okay, that's one. Now, and you don't know who organised the other demonstration?
No, I don't. I mean, when I arrived first, I did see a great mix of different groups with different banners, and I thought, isn't it great that they're all working together towards something? That's always a good sign, people work together. I only know when it came out later that some people filled me in on what I'd missed, that there had been a standoff, there had been, I think, some aggression, and police took action on that. There were a lot of police there when I came back out.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was curious about, what struck me as unusual, was when I came out, there was a Dublin bus, a double-decker bus, parked right at the junction of Molesworth Street, right in front of Leinster House. And it wasn't randomly placed. It was quite specifically placed, really dead centre.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was very odd. And the driver is sitting in the bus. And among all of the other kerfuffle and noise going on around, I think by this stage the police were just beginning. The guards are starting to move some people away up the street. They tried to disperse the protest. I just spoke quietly to the bus driver and asked him, why are you here? Or what's the purpose of the bus?
Right. And was there a number? Wasn't the 49A or the 46A indeed? Or
it said out of service. I have a photograph of it. I don't think there's a number on it. But he just said, he just smiled at me, but he wasn't giving much away. He said, well, I'm parked here. And I said, well, why? He said, well, I'll move on when they let me. And I said, so are you saying the guards asked you to stop here? And from that point on, he got a bit cagey. He said, so who are you and why are you asking? I said, I'm just curious as to why there's a Dublin bus. What looks like it's effectively being used as a kind of a crowd control tool. And I just asked him, are you somehow involved in the protest? He said, no. And I said, is your bus, why are you stopped? He said, I'm just stopped until they say I can move on. So
he was just to be absolutely clear, Paul, there was no traffic jam. It wasn't that the bus was stuck in traffic.
No, because there were a few other cars coming up Kildare Street.
Okay.
So the police were letting them through one by one. Very few cars, but they were able to let those pass.
So the bus was parked at the instruction of the Gardaí as Molesworth Street intersects with Kildare Street, but it was parked on Kildare Street. So if I was standing on Molesworth Street, I would not be able to see Dáil Éireann. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay.
And when the cars came up Kildare Street, there was still a space between Leinster House and this bus.
Okay, so what was the purpose of the bus as a barricade?
So it wasn't as if the bus came up Kildare Street and just stopped or broke down. It was even asked to move a little to its right towards the Mull Street entrance, if you like. So, now, he didn't confirm that the guards had asked him to do this, but I went for a wander. I spoke to some policemen there, and I said, would you mind me asking, why is the bus there? And none of them could give me an answer. They all fobbed it off with, oh, nothing to do with me. I'm busy now. I'm busy. So I went up to a bunch of policemen together, of guards, and asked them, and I said, can you tell me about the bus and why is it there? And they all looked at each other and exchanged silent glances. And eventually one of them turned and said, it just broke down. And I said, are you sure? It seems like a very odd place for a bus to have broken down. It's hard to believe. And he said, yeah, just broke down. So I stayed around for a while. About 20 minutes later, I could see nothing happened to the bus. The driver sat on the bus. There's no work done to it. Nobody fixed anything. And then the engine started up. And I went to the bus driver again and said, your bus is working. He said, yeah. And I said, well, I thought it was broken down. The guard said it was broken. He said, no, the bus is fine. I'm going to move on now. They've told me to go on ahead. So that's the extent of it.
Now, two questions I want to ask you, Paul. One, can you clarify what your objection is?
Well, I'm curious as to whether it's allowed that the police take a public service vehicle, could be a Lewis, a train, a bus, anything, and use it, and ask the driver, first of all, to expose himself to a risk to be in the middle of a protest, to sit in the vehicle, and secondly, to use what state ownership, I presume, a bus in public service, as a method for dispersal of a control of a crowd who were, in their words, peacefully protesting.
But I'm trying to get a handle on who the two groups were. I'm trying to look at YouTube footage of it, and one group has no to hate speech laws, and the other group has no to hate speech. One group has yellow vests, freedom, demanding freedom of speech. In other words, I presume being able to say things that people might disagree with, and the other crowd, the other side, have banners up saying no to racism and fascism. So my understanding is one side want hate laws introduced and the other side want no hate speech laws, which is a basic argument in society anyway. It happens in a lot of societies, that argument. But did the Gardaí panic in asking, or they didn't hijack the bus? They asked them, wonder what happened. The bus driver said, no, I can't stop. I have to be in Donnybrook Garage in 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, the driver seemed pretty relaxed and comfortable about it all. He didn't seem to be under pressure. There were a lot of guards around the bus and in the area generally. But I don't know, maybe he was quite happy to be paid to sit there for a while.
The last time I've seen a double-decker Dublin bus used in a policing operation was when Barack Obama visited Ireland. Now, it's a good 10 years ago at this stage, the same week as the Queen visited Ireland. And the Beast, his bulletproof stretch limousine, was exiting the underground car park of the American Embassy in Ballsbridge here in Dublin. You'll see it on YouTube. It went viral. And such as the length of the car and the gap between the front wheels and the back wheels, when it got to the off-ramp, so to speak, it basically was turned into a seesaw because it couldn't get over it was so long, couldn't get over the actual gradient. And I saw immediately the Gardaí, and now maybe the bus was in the entourage, but the Gardaí got a bus to park in front of President Obama's car so nobody could see. And I presume that's for security. Now this is from an Garda Síochána, Paul. So the plot thickens. The Gardaí let me read out this to you. The Gardaí did not use a bus in the management of a demonstration that took place on Kildare Street on Saturday, 14th of December. A Gardaí has a role in ensuring that peaceful protests can take place and also in preventing injury and protecting life. Our objective with any such operation is to ensure the safety of the public, to respect people's right to peaceful protests, and we will facilitate Gardaí make every effort to ensure that third parties do not accidentally become involved in policing operations. However, this is not possible in dynamic and evolving situations. So, but the overriding comment is, and you say the driver told you he was told to stop there.
Yes, well, his words were, he said, I'll move on when they say I can.
But the Gardaí say, we did not use a bus in the management of a demonstration on Saturday. But just to be clear, the bus has stopped. It's marooned, isn't it, at that junction? It's not one. You say one guard told you it was broken down. It wasn't, obviously.
No, and just to be clear, later on.
Okay, Paul, was one side, it was one demonstration and the counter demonstration or whatever, two demonstrations at the same time, but they seemed to be fairly engaged with each other, weren't they, and shouting and chanting towards each other. Yeah, so they were, each side knew what the other side represented. Did a bus drive between those two groups?
Well, you see, I wasn't there at the time, and I couldn't say. Like, maybe some other listeners might have been there. They could tell you. But just a couple. What bugged me was, when the bus started to move off, I spoke to the policeman, the guard, who said it must be broken down. I said the bus seems okay now, and he smiled at me and he said, "Yeah, just like magic." And I just thought, I'm a member of the public. I'm just asking a genuine question. No need to be a smart ass. Like, you're here to defend the peace, defend the people. So I thought it was a little bit poorly handled. But as well as that, I also thought the whole policy of having a bus stop in the middle of a protest, which seemed to be getting a bit aggressive or even violent. You know, you're talking about a large tank of diesel parked in the middle of all of this. Mm. It didn't seem like a very good policy. And I just thought, surely the police have their own vehicles for this. But I still don't have an answer as to whether or not maybe it's completely in their remit for them to stop any vehicle they need at a time. Maybe that's legitimate. I don't know.
To commandeer a vehicle if they need be. In there. Stay there, Paul. Frank, good afternoon. 51551, Joe at rt.ie. Go ahead, Frank.
How you doing, Joe?
Your point, please.
I'm bewildered here, Joe, with this chap. I don't know what business there is to him. What the bus was doing parked across the road. It's just bewildered me. I mean, he's on about a public service. The Gardaí are a public service as well. Like, Dublin Bus is a public service. They can use what they like. He doesn't know whether the bus was full with a tank of diesel. He doesn't know what diesel was in the bus. He's going on there. He doesn't know. The guard's probably got a phone call, a threat from some head case saying he was going to drive a car up that road through a crowd. He's probably there to protect the public.
Does that cut any mustard with you, Paul?
Well, yeah, they're fair points. I don't know those things. I suppose I was just wondering if everything has a specific use, that the guards have their weapons and their
but you don't know.
Solving.
All due respect, Paul, you don't know what operations goes on with the guards and the public. We don't know. We're not guards. You should have just stood there and carried on with your business and not interfered in it.
Well,
I think it was nothing to do with you, Paul, with all due respect.
Well, bro, I mean, every citizen here is in public ownership of public entries like Dublin Bus.
No, you're not in ownership, Paul. You own nothing. The state owns it. And the state allow you to use it. You get on and pay your fare. You don't own the Paul. The state owns it.
Well, the state.
And the state weren't stopping you. No, sorry, Joe. The state wasn't stopping him from walking the streets or going anywhere. He was just going over, interfering with the busman. The busman was obviously doing what he was instructed to do. He'd no business going near the busman. And the guards were doing the job. He had no business going near them either.
Well, I just thought if there's Garda police going on, I thought the Garda would have their own vehicles, their own tools, their own methods for doing it, rather than drawing in other elements. Of state ownership, like the buses.
We don't know, but the Gardaí are a public service. Like Dublin Bus is a public service. They probably put a request in the day before and said, look, we're after getting a threat. There's a head case threatening.
Yeah, but hang on.
Can we use a bus?
Hang on, Paul. You say you think the Gardaí booked the bus like booking a wedding bus. But surely the driver would have to be told, him or her, that, listen, by the way, you're going to be used. You're going to be parked outside Leinster House and you're going to be parked between two groups, two very vocal groups who have strong different views on the way issues.
I find it unlikely because all of the guards are trained in in how to handle protesters and how to handle escalating problems. I don't think they could even really fairly call on a bus driver to come and sit in the middle of that in a bus which is being used, well, it looked like it was being used as a kind of a way of corralling or controlling.
Yeah, but surely the bus driver or the bus driver's union would have a view on a bus being used to...
But Joe, this is just speculation.
To separate
two
groups.
We don't know.
I'm just asking the question.
Hang on. In fairness to Paul, Frank, what we do know is a bus was stopped where it shouldn't be stopped. A bus was asked not to move where it could have moved. The bus was stopped between two groups that were pretty verbally, and I'm looking at the video here, both sides seem to be brandishing and whatever, saying to each other, they were pretty strongly opposed. So we know all that. The bus wasn't taking on passengers.
Joe, if the bus was blocking traffic and causing mayhem, fair enough. The bus wasn't doing
anything.
It wasn't doing any harm, so I just don't know what the issue is.
I'm still trying to work out.
Well, it seemed the bus was blocking people, which was the issue.
Paul, with all due respect, people could walk left of the bus or right of the bus on the footpaths. The bus wasn't blocking a footpath.
Okay. We leave it at that. I don't know where we're getting on this bus gate. And it gives me an opportunity anyway to apologise for that mix-up of wording earlier on. And if one person from one side wants to phone a producer and the other side, the other demo, and talk to a producer, and the producer upstairs will decide whether, and Lisa Marie will decide whether they want to put the two of them up opposite each other, defining why they were having counter demos, so to speak. We'll gladly do that once we operate within the borders of fairness and the law. Thanks indeed, Frank, and thanks, Paul. 51551.